Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm a little tired. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm a little tired, but I mean, it's earlier than normal, but...
Yeah. I spent the night at my mom's last night.
Uh-huh.
Set up Lazo here. Wait for punchline. Okay, applause. Okay, yeah, and moving on. So, yeah, my mom, she's had hearing aids since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which, looking back, I realized, you know, like, oh, she was wearing hearing aids like in her 30s, I guess, or something. I don't know. I mean, I know I don't hear that well, but I don't think I got that gene, but maybe I did. I don't know. But she wears hearing aids, and I know that when you talk to her, you know, she's older, so you speak with a little, no, you speak a little louder. You know? Okay, mom, yeah, no, you don't scream or anything, but you just speak a little louder because you know she's hard of hearing. And it's generally not a problem. I don't have a problem because I know to just speak up a little bit. Well, the reason I was over there is because she wasn't feeling good, and she was afraid she might need to go to the hospital. So I was staying over there, and when she didn't have her hearing aids in, and when I go to talk to her, man, I get like this close, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like this.
Right.
And she'll say, you know, can you turn off that light out there? And I go, yeah, I'll turn it off. I mean, I'm louder than that, actually.
Sure.
And she's like, huh? I'm like, I'll turn it off. And she's like, oh, I don't care. That's up to you. I'm like, no, I said I'll turn it off.
Right. Why don't you just like, get up and turn it off?
Okay, fine. And I'm like, you know, and I'm just amazed. This is like proof that these hearing aids work really, really well. Because right. When she doesn't have them in, she is totally deaf. And one of the things, she has a dog. Oops, is that my computer? Someone's computer. Sorry. She has a dog, and she tells me that this dog sleeps in the kennel great at night. No problems, right?
Right.
Oh, she's an angel. I put her away in the kennel. She likes her kennel. So last night, I put her away in the kennel, and I go to bed. The dog is barking the entire time, just crying and barking in this kennel. And I realized, my mom can't hear this. That's why she thinks the dog is an angel in there. The dog is barking and crying all night. I can definitely hear it. She can't hear it. So I'm like, all right. So I have to bring the kennel upstairs, and I try putting the kennel in my room. That doesn't work. So then I have to let the dog sleep with me. So about every 45 minutes or so, the dog would like, you know, she had to sleep right next to my face. And every half hour, 45 minutes, she would do something to check on me, you know, rub up against me or whatever and wake me up. And right. I was like, dude, this is. And of course, then my mom needed help with stuff too. So she would periodically call me from the other room on my phone. So yeah, I'm a little tired, but you know, it's just one, it's like one of those things you get older, your parents get older, and it's just one of those things that you deal with if you live close. You know, it's like my brother who lives in Wichita. He does a lot for my mom, a lot. But this is not the thing that he has to do, right?
Right, he doesn't have to go over there on a Wednesday.
Exactly. If it's like, hey, I'm not feeling well, can you come stay here? That she's not going to call him because he can't.
Right.
So, and he totally makes up for it in other ways. But, you know, that's sort of the thing. And I'll be honest, like when we lived in Seattle and my dad started getting sick, I was like stressed about it. Like, I wish I was there. I wish I could help.
Yeah, sure.
So there is that. I mean, you lived far away from your parents basically your entire adult life.
Yes.
So you know that feeling. If your sister or your mom called you and said, you know, your dad wasn't doing well or whatever.
Well, there's also like some sort of...
like a little bit of guilt, right?
Well, yeah, but there's also like how bad it... you don't know how bad it is.
That's just it.
You know, in your head, everything's better than it is. So it'll be like, oh, you know, your mom, you know, mom fell. And I'm like, oh, mom fell, whatever. She's
right.
fine.
Right.
She go to the hospital. No, no. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But how it could bad be bad. It? She could be in bed for, you know what I mean? But I wouldn't know.
Right. Well, my mom would, I felt like she would, the way she told me things, I felt like, oh my God, dad is dying. You know, and then I come home and visit or whatever, I'm like, what happened to, I thought he couldn't walk and open doors, and, you know, it's like, oh, well, I mean, you know, he had that day where he wasn't feeling, I'm like, wait, what? You know,
right, yeah.
I built up this image.
I think my parents are different. My parents,
away.
My and my dad, for sure, like, I'm fine.
That,
and
that
then I call my mom, she's like, he hasn't been out of bed in a month. I'm
right.
like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, please, I'm fine. I went and had dinner last night. Went and had dinner was, you know, had it delivered.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my dad. You couldn't get any information from him because he's like, I'm fine. Why does everyone keep asking? I'm like, what's going on with dad? You know,
right.
Up till the very end. I remember someone calling. I was at the house. And this was days before my dad ended up in the hospital. And you know, ultimately died. And I remember one of my brothers calling and asking, you know, how's dad? And my dad could overhear that someone was telling my brother how he was doing. And he's like, why is everyone worried about me? You know, and I'm thinking, dad, you're
well, that's
in
a good way to be,
shape.
I guess, right?
I know. But I think he also was kind of an anxious person. So the idea that other people are confirming what he's worried about, he's not doing well, he doesn't need that. He's like, hey, shut up, quit putting that out there, which I totally get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I want everyone to tell me, you're fine. What are you talking about?
You'll be fine.
You're on the battlefield. I want that medic to tell me this is not. I've seen a lot of these, and they look horrible. They really do, but it's totally fine. It's
no one loses a leg here, kid.
Right. When I cut my head open with that tree, what I needed was someone to tell me, you're fine.
Which
you're
I didn't do a good job, did I?
No, you did not. You're like, dude, go to the hospital. Which was the answer that I got from the people that I would expect to get the answer from. And then I just keep searching until I get that one that says, you might be okay. I'm like, okay. Bat's wife says I might be
take
okay.
Take that Band-Aid off already.
I can't. I don't have another one.
Well, I know, but let us see. You can take it off. Let the air get to it.
It's not that bad. I'm just afraid that it's going to make you nauseous. The only reason I keep putting a Band-Aid on it every day is in case you're like, vagina on your head.
You can
whatever.
Put a hat over it.
I'm not putting a hat over without a Band-Aid. There you go.
Holy Jesus.
Holy Jesus. It looks pretty good. Oh, well, part of what you're seeing is all liquid skin. That stuff flakes off.
It looks
off.
Like you got hit in the head with a golf club.
Well, it does.
It's a divot into your skull.
It's a bump. I mean,
it's a divot.
It's like a
it
divot.
It looks like, you know,
how
you hit like a 9-iron into the ground on accident.
Yeah. It's going to leave a mark. It's going to leave a mark. There will be a scar there, for sure. But I've been using my retinols and
all that. Well, I mean, everybody's used to you with a Band-Aid on your head now. I guess you just wear that forever. Right.
That's my thing. It's like some guys that have the toothpicks in their mouth.
Yeah, you got a Band-Aid on your head. Like, people are like, what happened? You're like,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And people start to think,
Jesus, that was a lot worse than what I thought it was going to be after all this time.
It's so much better now than it was the last time you saw it. The last time you saw it, it was still oozing.
It hasn't come together.
Well,
it's still a
it looks like that because I've got all that liquid scar healer over the
apart.
Top of it. Spread apart. It might have needed a couple stitches.
Might have. It still needs
that.
A couple.
The problem is it's been
It's like your head is
artificial.
Like, it's too far apart for us to go back together.
It's been artificially held together with this glue, and then when the glue falls off, it's like, I don't think that skin's actually growing together. I probably should have used the butterfly Band-Aids a little bit longer. But there was only 7 in the box, and it was expensive, so I didn't order any more of them. And yeah, it healed a little far apart, I would say. That's what the stitches are for. That's why they say if you get injured on the face.
Yeah, you should go get it, Mark.
It's too late now.
I don't think so. I think if they look at that, they'll be like, yeah, put one in.
No, I don't need them charging my HMO. I don't know what that means. But I don't need to be paying money for them to put stitches in my head. It's fine. It doesn't hurt. It itches a little bit. And it looks a little gross. Okay. That's all.
Can we get through this today? You got to go
yes,
see your mom.
Yes, yes, yes. Play a song or something, Snowcone. I want to now go look at this thing in the
it's
mirror.
Friday.
Because I didn't look at it. But I was in a hurry when I left the house, so I need to go take a look at this. It's not Friday, by the way.
It's
Thursday.
Yeah, it's not Friday.
You're screwed, man. We got another day after today.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. I'm just going to make sure that I read this directly from the source, which in this case is KSHB. Local NBC 41 News, right?
Okay.
Okay? The headline says, man admitted to using body parts to contaminate food at Hereford House Restaurant in Leawood. Now, Hereford House is a local steakhouse, been around.
Yeah, I grew up going to that one.
Is that the one that you went to?
Yeah, it's the one at AMC. Or yeah. The one by Town Center, sorry.
Town Center, it's 119th. Yeah. Yeah, I go there.
I've definitely been there.
They got the open kitchen, right?
I always liked it.
I always kind of sit in the bar. Bars are in the first right-hand part.
When they bring you in, you can see kind of into the kitchen.
It's been a while since I've been there, so maybe that's changed. But I remember walking in, you could see into the kitchen.
The last time I was there was for some sort of a party. We were up in like a private room, whatever. But I do like that place.
You can usually, yeah, of course. And you can usually grab a booth. The bar's right on the right-hand side. You grab a booth. I go with a kid, just sit in the bar and get food.
Well, that's the restaurant we're talking about. So if you're not in Kansas City, probably not familiar with it. And I'm just going to move to the article here. Kansas City Mo. Man accused of contaminating food at Hereford House Restaurant in Leawood admitted to altering food using his body, according to court documents. Johnson County Court affidavit released the disturbing details that led to the arrest of 21-year-old Jace Christian Hansen. On April 24th, the Leawood Police Department was contacted by a special agent from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Whoa.
That's right, that bureau. The FBI agent told the department they had received a tip about food contamination as an employee at Hereford House may have been contaminating food by urinating on it, rubbing their genitals on the food, and posting videos online.
Okay, so wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So someone sees this online.
So it seems like, yep.
I'm guessing, right? Yep. And they call the FBI?
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't think to call
and
the FBI.
And for the FBI to forward that, I would think...
I don't have any problem with them calling the FBI, but it just seems like of all the people I'd call...
I know. It's not,
the FBI seems low on the list.
Right,
but
you didn't kidnap someone taking cross state lines. You didn't rob a bank.
Yeah, and I don't know that they have... Maybe they obviously, the FBI does look into that, so...
I would think they'd say, like, okay, call the health department or call the cops. But apparently they didn't. They forwarded this
information
along,
they have a local bureau here, so...
Yeah, but that's, I would think, for federal crimes, like robbing a bank or kidnapping someone or taking them across state lines, whatever. I don't. Those are the only two federal crimes I know of for sure. But anyhow, the FBI obviously took this seriously because they contact them. So continue.
They said somebody's peeing on the food and rubbing their
Let's go back to this. That may have been contaminating food by urinating on it, rubbing their genitals on the food, and posting videos online.
Okay,
but don't
so
worry.
They peed on it and rubbed their on it.
We'll get more details here coming up. Back to the article. FBI investigators reviewed IP addresses and located a phone number associated with Hansen. That's the guy.
The FBI was now, we're like, we're in it.
Yeah.
Let's find it.
Okay. Seems like they looked into this and found this stuff. The agent provided thumbnails for videos posted on thisvid.com under the username Vandalizer with a Z. During the investigation, detectives reviewed videos on thisvid.com. Some of them were labeled, quote, pissing in the service sauce again, end quote.
Wait, what's that now?
Quote, pissing in the service sauce again.
And that's in one of the videos?
That's the name of
one of the videos.
Labeled some of the videos, yes. Next
one. What's the service sauce?
Don't know. Next one, quote, pissing on restaurant dessert, end quote. Mm. Next, quote, love making people taste my sweaty end quote. Mm. And, quote, spitting in everything in the restaurant, part two, end quote.
Oh, man.
The images showed a man urinating on food that was in restaurant-style bins.
What? Okay, let me ask you. Can I ask, like, what, where did they track down the videos?
It was something called, what was it? Thisvid.com.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was what he had, like, what he recorded it with.
No, thisvid.com looks like where they went to.
I went to it. It's a porn site.
Okay.
Oh, it's a porn site. Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
okay.
That's
I've never heard of it. So he's posting pictures of his on stakes.
I don't know if he's the one posting
on
it there,
a porn site?
Someone found it there, right?
I just typed in earlier that website, and I pulled it up, and it looks like Pornhub to me.
Okay.
Like, it's a bunch of thumbnails of, you know, what you
porn.
Expect. Yeah.
But that could also, I don't know if that means, did he
I guess what
post
I'm asking,
it there? Or
the only reason why I'm asking, because I know it sounds like we're taking this down a road that doesn't need to be down, but I was curious, is this like some sort of fetish?
Yeah, I don't
you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like pee on people's food. Oh, that gets me horny.
Yeah,
or was it cross-posted to this?
Right.
Someone could have seen it on this website, and so the FBI is like, we know it's on this website. We'll go to this website and look for it there. I don't know if that means that he uploaded it there.
Well, if they
maybe
track
it
the
says
IP.
Maybe it says in the article. Well, true, they did find him. That's right. That's right. So he must have been posting them there.
Yeah.
Where was I? Okay, so we ended on spitting and everything in the restaurant part two, end quote. Okay, the images showed a man urinating on food that was in restaurant-style bins, pressing food items against his genitals and buttocks, and using his feet to touch food. Lazo's like, the foot part
the
is the worst part. He's like, oh, no. He touched the food
the
with his
foot.
Feet. Ugh. Look, I don't like it either, but of everything I just read, that's like
that.
The least.
None of that's good. None of that's good.
No, but Lazo did not get a visible reaction until I got to touch feet with his
foot. Well, there's a part of me that thinks, like, if I don't ever, like, I know we say hopefully no one's ever messed with our food.
Right.
But when you said he spit in food, I'm like, we've heard it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are spitting cheeseburgers. We know.
We
I'm hoping that's never happened to me, but you know, rubbing your nuts. We've heard about in movies, people dipping their balls in their boss's coffee.
The phone call we got 20 years ago on the request line from the person talking about the straws. I don't want to go back over
it.
So
now I'm just like, Jesus, man, you're not even doing like the simple 15-year-old kid stuff.
Right.
Taking off your shoes and socks in the kitchen,
right,
rubbing steaks on it.
Right.
It just seems gratuitous.
Unless
like,
you're just wearing
put in a lot of effort here. You didn't just dip your balls in your boss's coffee.
No.
You're going in there barefoot and dancing around in a tiramisu.
Like, I'm going to be the biggest This Vid video
star. What is happening?
Back to the Case HB article. Detectives contacted a manager and head chef from Hereford House. The chef was shown the images and recognized his au jus sauce in a thumbnail image, according to court documents. That made me laugh. That's the third time that's made me laugh now. The third time. The chef was shown the images and recognized his au jus sauce in a thumbnail image, according to court documents. Like, that's my au jus.
I made that au jus.
I recognize my au jus anywhere.
Okay.
Recognize it in the thumbnail image, according to court documents. Hansen was later contacted and asked to step out of the kitchen. Yeah, I don't hope so. Detectives asked him if they knew of any...
Slowly?
Right.
Put your socks on. Put your back in your pants. And move out of the kitchen, sir. He's like, you'll never take me alive, Robert. Just rubbing his lamb chops everywhere. Going crazy, spinning.
Part seven.
Me, before I get caught. Running around.
Detectives.
Rubbing his on the ribeye. Ah!
I think it might be that guy.
Take
I think
this, copper. Take this, copper.
Detectives asked him if he knew of any instances of food contamination, to which he said, quote, I'll be straight up, yeah. End quote. That's what it says.
Yeah, well,
I'll be straight up, yeah. That's the quote. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I just did that, so God, I forgot what we're doing here, that we're even on the air. I hope you caught those. Hansen also said he'd just been doing stupid S. Okay. Asked by investigators to elaborate on what he meant, Hansen admitted to rubbing food on his genitals, urinating on food, and shoving food down his pants numerous times. He recounted instances where he urinated on au jus sauce, rubbed his genitals on salmon, and urinated on pickles. Hansen said he'd been working there for about a month and started contaminating food about a week and a half after starting. He also claimed he contaminated food over 20 times. Hansen said he initially began contaminating the food because he didn't enjoy the job. Eventually, Hansen said he began enjoying working at Hartford House, but still continued the disturbing acts. Well, maybe he enjoyed it because he enjoyed doing this, yeah. Right? Hansen said the last time he contaminated food was Tuesday, April 23rd. In that instance, he stuck lettuce down his pants before returning it to a tray to be served later that evening. Hansen said he wasn't sure how much food he contaminated, but he was sure customers were served and consumed food he had contaminated, according to court papers. Guys, that's the end of the article. Please stop messing with food. Just don't do it. How could you be in that kitchen and see someone else doing it and be like, yeah, that kid, he's doing that. No.
He peed on pickles.
It's one thing if you guys want to do drugs in the kitchen. That's normal. Do drugs outside the kitchen after work. You smoke meth. I know how kitchens work. And that's all this social contract. But the other part of social contract is if they start putting food down their pants, like, get this kid out of here.
Right.
Right?
Where were the other employees?
That's what I'd like to know. If they hadn't seen some of this, right?
Like, you would think.
I don't know. But then the chef's like, that's my au jus. Oh, no.
I've worked in a bunch of kitchens. I feel like I would know. Notice eventually,
right.
Like, hey, you know, someone not that I would see the food and know, but I would be like, why is this guy putting his shoes on?
Well,
why?
Right,
why
exactly.
I just saw him rub his balls on something. Like, there's not that much or why is he taking the lettuce in the bathroom? What
exactly?
Right? Like, there's not that place to hide, I guess. He could go to the walk-in cooler and do it, maybe.
You're giving him more credit than I am, because I just, in my mind, I'm thinking that the other employees knew about it, or at least some of them, and they're like, this guy, and didn't do anything about it. I don't know. Maybe he's in
an area, though, where
he's not being
There's
seen.
No way.
I don't know, Snow Cone. Years
I guess
ago,
maybe
we had
he could take it into the walk-in
cooler.
What was his job there?
I don't know. He was young, right? 21
Probably
or something like that.
Chef,
so.
I assume.
I don't know. Like, or was he a server so he could grab like food and walk in?
He worked in the kitchen.
Oh, because I just said maybe he could walk with the food somewhere. It wouldn't be weird for him to walk away with it.
Yeah. He could be, the front. What do we call him? The front line guys. Well, we had a fry side at Applebee's. Those guys were the guys that put the chicken tenders in, but they'd also grab salads and stuff. And at the other restaurant,
expos like at a
they put together
Hartford House, a nicer place. There'll be an expo, but I think he's a prep.
Yeah, but an expediter would be right at the front. Everybody would see him. He would be the expediter is actually handing food and
but
taking it out.
I'm wondering if he's
everybody
doing this.
Would see him. It'd have to be like maybe early morning prep.
That's what I'm saying. He could be
before
doing this during
open.
He could be doing
That's
this before they open or after they close.
That's
either
what
one.
I'm thinking.
I mean, if you work in a restaurant, you're there long before the restaurant opens, long after it closes. So.
Yeah, I'm guessing he had to be a prep cook.
Yeah, I mean,
because there's no way to do it if you're an expediter, even if you're a server. Just seems like it would be really hard. I mean, you could do it once or twice, but you get caught.
Well, if you work
I think there's probably two or three prep chefs that there's plenty of room and space for them to,
it could be just one prep chef and one chef. So when the chef comes in, he goes off somewhere else, he's doing, and the back of house manager, he's doing orders or whatever. This guy's supposed to be cutting vegetables and he's pissing on the pickles.
Yep, exactly. I mean, if you work in the kitchen, you're going to be there before open and after close.
Right.
So he would have had those opportunities, and that's kind of what I thought. He probably did it when they're closed. The first thing Snow Cone asked was, don't they have a kitchen that you can see into? And I was like, oh, yeah, I think maybe they do. But if you're there before the place opens for right. business, it doesn't matter. Or and after they close, which
and there's
you always
still
are.
Probably a back. You can't see anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So hopefully no one saw him doing it, and they weren't complacent.
I highly doubt it.
So they didn't serve it like that, though, huh?
Didn't serve what?
Freshly rubbed, lamb chops.
I don't think they promoted that.
Try our pissy
I'm sure
pickles.
They say any publicity is good publicity, and we know that's not true in cases like this. There's no way the restaurant's like, well, at least our name's out there. No. And I like it. I'll go eat there again. But they don't want this press. You know what I mean?
No, they don't want the smoke.
They don't. They're like, no.
They don't want this piss.
They do not. They ain't ready for this jelly.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
The news.
Let's do it.
Ippi Mitsuhara. Am I saying that right? I know it's Mitsuhara. Yeah. Is going to plead guilty to these charges against him. So, I mean, look, I'm not a conspiracy.
He's facing up to 33 years.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that's a good friend taking a fall for your buddy like that. Now, if you believe the story that he stole millions
he's gotta pay him back.
From his friend, and now he's got to pay him back and all this, then okay, it is what it is. If you think that's a little suspicious, then, like me, you may believe that this guy knows that his rich friend has way more to lose than he does, and his rich friend's like, look, admit to the crime, do the time, and I will reward you greatly. But once you see the 33 years, I'm like, he might have stolen some money. Or either that or Mitsuhara's like, no. I did not know they were going to give me 33 years. This is way too
much. The former translator for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani will plead guilty to multiple federal charges. Ippi Mitsuhara admitted that he illegally transferred $17 million out of Ohtani's account without his knowledge to pay off gambling debts. He will plead guilty to single counts of bank fraud and subscribing to a false tax return. His arraignment is scheduled for next week.
False tax return? That's illegal?
I think so. What do you have to worry about? You don't ever do them.
You got to be rich for that to be illegal? Like, how does that work? I mean, that whole thing. Wesley Snipes. I don't understand. I feel like they just went after him. I think you got to have a lot of money. And I think also it's like, there's a lot of people that are doing those wrong, so it'll take forever. I'll be dead before they realize, like, this guy hasn't filed a return in 30 years. I don't need to. You owe me money. Okay?
Right, that's the truth. They don't care if you don't.
My
they
accountant
owe you money.
Told me that. He was like, they don't care if they owe you money.
No, I went like 4 years without doing it.
Yeah, well, that's about where I'm at right now. Is like,
and then I did it, and I got all kinds of money back.
I do like 4 years at a time each time. But I think this time around, I may owe them. I don't know. They've been writing me letters. I shouldn't admit to that I've seen it there. I have a feeling they're trying to write me some letters, but I haven't read any of those. Ascension Healthcare. What the hell is that? Only one of the largest healthcare companies in the world. We probably have it. I don't know what we have. Our healthcare, when you look at the card, I looked at it when I thought about getting this cut on my head, looked at by a doctor and decided against it. And there's like five different healthcare company names. You've got the United thing, and then and there's all these different things. And eventually, like, download the app for this healthcare company. I'm like, that's not my healthcare company. Oh, but it is. It's very confusing. So I don't know if our healthcare is tied to Ascension at all or not. But apparently, Ascension is one of the biggest, and they were victims of a huge cyber attack, which I guess means that if you were unfortunate enough to have a healthcare need issue, and you have them as an insurer, during the cyber attack, you may have had some trouble getting stuff paid for, or you may be worried about your data being stolen. Mm. It depends on which article you read. There's so many articles, I feel like at least once a week, but certainly every month, about giant companies being victims of cyber attacks, that when they do say, hey, this is that company, what could be the worst? It's the bank, right? Or it's that dating app company. Someone hacked it. They got all the information. If you were ever a member of it, everything you told them, they've got the information. So at this point, I'm just like, well, they've hacked so many things that I've at some point been a part of the target thing. Yeah, U.S. Bank,
AT&T.
Yeah, whatever it was, AT&T. You know, at some point you find, yeah, but one of those companies I was a patron of and or a customer of, and now that data is out there. So when you see something like this, I go, why do I care? What am I supposed to do about it?
Ascension, one of this country's largest healthcare systems, says its clinical operations have been disrupted by a cyber attack. The company says it is working this morning to make sure patient care is safe and uninterrupted. If any sensitive patient data was compromised in the hack, Ascension says that it will notify those affected. The healthcare provider has brought in a cybersecurity firm to help investigate.
Well, there you go. Who did it? The Russians?
Snow
I don't
cone.
Know. Probably the Russians. Yeah, snow cone. That's what he's doing over there. That's why he's late. He's hacking
late with the podcast.
Ascension. It's usually the Russians. They tell us these stories that the Russians are so good at hacking because in the 80s they started saying, we got to be better with technology than those capitalist pigs. So they, you know, they give us all these stories about how they're so good with computers and these hackers. They have more great hackers per capita than any other country. And I just question, like, is that true? I mean, it could be, sure. I don't know.
No idea.
But also, I know that, let's be honest, the media here, the country, the government, they like to create boogeymen, for sure.
Oh, sure.
And I think sometimes the media just likes to repeat what the government says, which is, oh, yeah, they're really good.
Well, they haven't said who it is yet.
No, they haven't said, yeah.
This is your wild speculation.
It's me speculating. Who was it? Well, I'll put money on Russia. Can I bet on that?
I'll say North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
China.
I never believed the North Korea one. When they were like, North Korea hacked Sony Pictures. I'm like, they don't have the internet. This is so ridiculous. What a scam. Now, talk about publicity being good publicity, because Sony's like, we've got so many movies that no one is talking about.
Right.
They're finally like, we got hacked. Oh, my God, they're mad about the interview or whatever it was called. I still to this day have a hard time believing that. But speaking of Russia, Putin, you know, they do their annual We Defeated the Nazis, You're Welcome World rally in Moscow. This is their biggest source of national pride. And it's a good one. You know, you lost a lot of people defeating the Nazis, and we do appreciate helping out with that one. I mean, helping out sounds dismissive. So I know Putin's mad. He says that we've become more and more dismissive. But boy, oh boy, he gave a speech today in front of all those troops.
It was fiery.
And it was a fiery speech. It was scary. I mean, he's talking about how, hey, West, quit lying about what's going on in this world and lying about the history of the Nazis and putting current Nazis on pedestals. And then he goes on to say, just so you know, our military is ready to go. We are ready to rock and roll. I mean, I'll let you hear it for yourself, but this is scary
stuff.
Сегодня
мы видим, как правду о Второй мировой войне пытаются исказить. Она мешает тем, кто привык строить свою, по сути, колониальную политику на лицемерии и лжи.
I know what he's talking about.
Они сносят мемориалы истинным борцам с нацизмом.
Yeah, I think they're talking about Ukraine. You know, when he says that we're putting these people, I don't know, because they talk about Ukraine being Nazis.
Right.
You know, I don't know, but he says.
Well, did you have a translator for that?
Well, I'm your translator for that, so I'm telling you what he said there.
All right, look that up.
I already told you what he said for the most part.
We don't know that.
But when he gets to the part about,
I don't know that you speak Russian.
He gets to the part about the military being ready.
Not positive you have a firm grasp on English.
You have to admit that when he's like,
I know you didn't read the whole story.
Here's our military. They do look very scary. They do those marches. Militaries tend to look scary when they do those marches, and they're not your military. But when he says our military is ready to go,
are you sure that was the direct quote? Rock and roll.
I said rock and roll. Those are
what
my words, not his. Something in Russian. But
but it was rock and roll?
No, they're ready to go. They're ready to fight. They're ready at a moment's notice.
They're ready to fight?
Something like that. Yeah, they're ready. They're ready, okay? Just leave it at that. They're ready. They're ready. Just so you know, our military is ready to go to war.
They are?
Yeah. And I mean,
or
you know,
are they ready to rock and roll? Those are two different things.
Well, rock and roll is a euphemism in this instance.
Unless they're ready to rock and roll because it's a big party
ass.
And they're going to play. Billy Joel's going to play.
He didn't say rock and roll. He didn't say rock and roll.
Billy Joel's about to play.
It's Billy Joel's birthday. Happy birthday, Billy Joel. He's 75 today.
Yeah,
no, he said they're ready, but doesn't the world, or at least especially the West, don't we look at that and go, yeah, but after all that stuff with Ukraine, and you were like sending in 65-year-old guys who'd never held a rifle before. Now, maybe they've been like, we got to get ready because this was an embarrassment. We were supposed to have this war in Ukraine done in 3 days. It's been, you know, years now. So maybe they do get it ready, or maybe they have gotten it ready. But I mean, I feel like after that whole Ukraine thing, the whole world watched that and they were like, boy, we thought you guys were a lot, I don't know, better at this.
Well, that's
that.
Interesting because I'm sure the Russians looking over there like, after that whole Vietnam thing.
Afghanistan? Oh, I get it.
I thought you guys were a lot tougher than that.
That old equipment
and
everything.
You had that Iraq thing that went pretty quick, but other than that,
but we didn't expect,
you guys have kind of gotten your kicked in the dirt a couple times.
But we did not expect Putin to be going to North Korea to ask for weapons, right?
No.
Like, hey, sell us armament. I don't know. Maybe we buy guns from North Korea, weapons from North Korea, and they just keep it a secret. And maybe, like I said, the Russian military is ready to rock and roll now. And I shouldn't laugh. And I'm not really laughing. I guess I'm scoffing a bit because the whole Ukraine thing. They brought
because
in
you're
these
a war hero.
Weapons from
you
the
know
1960s.
You could go there.
No, it was just the media was like, look at these guys. They can't even, they're just getting, now they have made a lot of progress and they've devastated the Ukraine. So I don't want to be too dismissive. Just in the beginning, it looked like, you know, he was like, generals were dying. Who was killing the generals? It seemed like there was a little bit of, you know, chaos within the ranks. I mean, at one point, the private military that he'd been paying to do the best job, according to our media, that any of his military was doing, said, now we're going to take over the country. And
now,
he was
that
like,
go for
okay.
him?
He ended up killing them, and now he doesn't have them, and they were the best right thing that he had. So
he killed them.
I know, but it doesn't look great when you say, hey, them. Here's what we got going.
He killed them.
Well, they died in a, he died in a plane crash.
Okay.
He died in a plane crash. I think they'd worked out a deal to go to one of those stands
he
or something.
Them.
And he died in a plane crash. So, you know,
he
now you're
him.
The conspiracy theorist.
He killed him.
Thinking that Putin somehow can, you know, get a plane to just fall out of the sky without shooting it with something. And I watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
There was a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Putin is a man of his word.
Oh, sure.
And when he said, hey, just don't step foot here again, mm-hmm. that was a deal. He can't help it that it's an old Soviet-era airplane. I would not get on one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You not want to get on a Russian airplane, especially one that old. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'll come back. I'll tell you why Missouri's in the news. And I also do have some Travis Kelce news, which you may have seen by now. And I got to talk to you about a real story. And I hate to do this because Snow Cone's going to go, oh, some fast and poop. Loves poop.
You totally got talks a poop
about
story?
It. Well, it's not. I don't know if it is. It's about a diarrhea man and a lawsuit and an arrest. This is a real
a diarrhea man.
Diarrhea man. Diarrhea man. Being
like
arrested.
A superhero?
You're curious, aren't you? I will tell you about diarrhea man coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo, okay, we're going to finish this. Niecy Nash. Everyone knows Niecy Nash. Everyone watched Reno 911.
Yep.
There you go. She has social media. Of course, we all follow her on social media, I'm sure.
Number one.
I think Reno 911 subreddit is my most browsed sub when I go back and look at the statistics there. And you know what? I don't even subscribe to it. That's one of those snow cone that it just keeps showing me. And I know you showed me finally how to turn that off.
I showed you
how
to turn it
off. And I was going to turn it off, and I was like, you know, I don't want to join.
Easy.
I don't want to join Reno 911 subreddit, but I also don't want to stop seeing some of these videos. So I didn't turn it off. Anyhow, Niecy Nash, she posted on social media a video of her and Travis Kelce. Here comes Travis Kelce walking up in the background. And why is she with Travis Kelce? Well, because they're working on a show together. Travis Kelce is going to be in a show. And they say, oh, this is new territory for Travis. And I thought, he had a show. The guy had a show.
Catching
now,
Kelce.
I know he like doesn't like people talking about it or whatever.
It.
But it did exist. And most of us are aware that it existed. I guess the Taylor Swift public, you know, the people who weren't really introduced to him until he started dating Taylor Swift, they probably aren't aware of it. So, but because the media is saying this is new territory for him, he's going to do TV. I'm like, you did TV, man, but doing something
Guys,
different.
Guys, guess who I'm working with on Grotesque? Dun, dun, dun,
jumping into new territory.
We outside!
Okay, so there you go. He's jumping into new territory with Niecy Nash. And he's doing something. What's it called? Grossed?
Which one's
Grotesque
doing the,
or something?
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Is that Jason then?
I didn't see that.
I think he's hosting Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
I know he's supposed to be doing Monday Night Football.
Oh, he is? Jason?
That's what I heard.
What does Tom do? What does he do on TV?
Who?
Brady.
He's going to take over the number one role on play-by-play.
For?
Football.
NFL. For Fox, CBS?
Yes,
Fox.
Like, Travis okay. is doing Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Is that just continued
no,
to be a thing, or are they bringing
that back? I think he's already filmed it, but it's not out yet. But Travis Kelce to host Prime Video's Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity.
Oh, Prime Video. Okay. Because I'm not aware of that. But maybe they brought it back recently. They bought a few of those things. Well, Missouri is in the news nationally, along with a few other states, because they are close to putting abortion on the ballot this fall during the presidential election, which, you know, if you want your cause to be put on a ballot, the best time to have it on there is during the presidential election, because that's when the most people show up. I guess unless you're worried that, like, more people are bad for your cause. Seems like so far with the abortion thing, when it's been left up to voters, it hasn't gone so great for the pro-lifers out there. But that doesn't mean that we should just assume that as soon as you put it on the ballot, we'll get... Because not only... Should you not assume that people are going to vote the way you want? But even
that's
if people, yeah, if they vote, if they do vote to say, yeah, we want it put on our state constitution, there's no guarantees now that your government responds to that. We saw what happened in Ohio. They did that whole thing and they voted and they said, right. And then they're what did their state government do? Like, we're going to change how all this works. We're not going to do things based on what
right,
voters
sure,
say
yeah.
anymore.
Right,
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
So, you know, look, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't vote. I'm just saying, don't get too comfortable and think, oh, they're putting it on the ballot, especially in Missouri. If you're a Missouri resident, you know, over the last few years,
it's
getting redder and redder and redder. Yeah.
With abortion set to be a key issue in the 2024 election, some states are taking that issue straight to the voters. South Dakota, and Missouri are the latest states where abortion rights organizers say they've cleared the signature threshold to put constitutional amendments enshrining abortion access on the ballot. So far, three states will officially see abortion at the polls, but at least eight others, including Missouri and South Dakota, look likely to join them.
Okay, so there you go. It looks like it will be on the ballot, but I don't think it's quite a for sure thing yet. Now, Laszlo, what do you think Diarrhea Man is?
I don't know.
Who do you think he is? Like, you got any thoughts? I gave you a tiny bit of information earlier. I said it mentions includes an arrest in the story. I think that was all I told you, Diarrhea
Man. Was it Diarrhea Man in the plane?
No.
The guy who spread diarrhea everywhere?
No.
That might have been a woman.
You know, I thought they said guy, but yeah. For some reason, I thought that they specified. I don't know what happened to him.
It was a guy.
But I thought that story might have been a little... I don't know. Was it really running down
out of Atlanta,
aisles?
I think, and they had to turn around.
Oh, look who loves poo stories. Stockholm's got the whole thing memorized.
Okay.
Now, this is a California man.
Talk about it nonstop.
And he's been arrested for allegedly stalking and threatening a doctor who he says left him. He's a Diarrhea Man's 27, by the way. He says this doctor left him with constant diarrhea. Now, this guy has ulcerative colitis, which I've heard of. And I don't know exactly what it means, but I know it involves an upset stomach probably. And I assume, you know, maybe you have to poop on airplanes more than the average person. I don't know a ton about it. But that's what he has. And he's very unhappy with the results of this surgery that he had. And because of his unhappiness with these results from the surgery, he allegedly, again, embarked on this 4-year stalking campaign against a doctor who performed this surgery. And he's been vowing to, like, brutalize and torture this doctor. And this stuff is posted on YouTube. Here's a clip of him. I mean, he sounds a little unhinged, in my opinion.
Jared, do you think that there's a moment that goes by where I don't think about your face and hurting you and hurting you?
That's him.
Jared. Jared is the one. You, Jared, are the one. This was the course of my life. The course of my life, the course of my treatment for my ulcerative colitis. I was about to try Stelara and Xeljanz together. And he just destroys, shatters the life that I had.
Yeah. So I guess he says that this operation that he had left him with constant diarrhea. And I don't mean to laugh, but like that's the issue. I can see how that would be upsetting.
Yeah,
very upsetting.
For sure.
And so,
although you like it,
he starts. I said, if you're gonna be afflicted with,
you like
one
diarrhea,
thing, yeah. But part of the reason I like it is because you get over it fairly quickly. You know, even at most, it lasts a full day, right?
You said you enjoyed it though.
I enjoy the I like the aspects
like
of it.
You like having diarrhea.
I like things about it, yes, because it hurts, and then you feel good.
It hurts.
You know how to fix it.
I like it because it makes my ass
it's
hurt.
It's like popping your knuckles.
Same reason why you like snow cone.
No. It's because I can feel bad and then suddenly feel good. It's like
so
having a headache
all,
and it goes
away.
Same
reason why he likes you. He equates you to diarrhea. You make his ass hurt, he feels bad, then he feels good.
I don't want it for the rest of my life.
Exactly. Again, like snow cones.
Back to Diarrhea Man. This is a quote from him.
It's basically you. You are Diarrhea Man to him.
All right.
Here's a quote from him. I dream of seeing him limbless and blind but conscious.
Same thing.
I want bones shattered into pieces. He needs to be gunned down
good
in the parking
Lord.
Lot. He needs to be thrown in the back of a truck and tortured, brutally tortured. He needs to feel levels of pain no living creature has ever felt. I want to kill this man. I want to genocide his family. I want him tortured, skinned alive, mutilated. End quote. So maybe diarrhea is not as great as I, you know.
Oh my God.
I told you, here's a guy who's experienced
now,
it.
Now, did the guy really make a mistake? Did the doctor, or is it just like...
They don't go into that. I mean, the guy has also.
I mean, you've heard of people
colitis,
like taking the wrong leg and stuff, which gave me reason to be very mad at someone.
Right.
They put an X on the wrong
and
leg.
He could probably
and took
sue for malpractice, you would assume.
I'm guessing, but maybe nothing went wrong.
Yeah. Right, and to me...
Like, I had a buddy whose mom died, like, when she was in her 50s, went in for knee replacement surgery.
Yep, I know someone.
And got a blood clot, and boom. Oh. Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, they didn't do anything wrong.
Just off that audio, it doesn't sound like he's...
No, it doesn't.
It seems like he's angry, but it doesn't... I don't know if there's, like, if the doctor did something wrong, it makes him even more angry.
They did this surgery, but my question would be, what... He was sick enough to want this surgery... Which I think it's a common procedure for people who have ulcerative colitis, that they remove part of your intestine.
Twitch says they just took that quote that you just did, just you, and sent it to War Machine.
What? What did I say?
What you said about how you want to smash his bones.
No, Jesus. He'll know. He's a smart guy. He'll know that obviously I'm not talking about him. I think that if you have this, even though I know absolutely nothing about it, you already have stomach problems. If you agree to have this surgery, you're hoping that it will fix help a little bit. Yeah. Maybe not fix it, but maybe help a little bit. And
you're hoping it doesn't make it worse.
Yeah, but I mean, I just wouldn't think that it's totally unheard of for people that have ulcerative colitis to try surgeries that end up making things worse instead of better, that's one of the known risks before you go in. I mean, with most surgeries,
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I don't know either. I am a doctor, and I don't know still because I don't specialize.
Maybe they say like 99.9% of the time this is fine.
Right.
It's a routine standard procedure. Yes, sometimes crazy stuff happens, but barely never.
Well,
and then they find out the guy, you know, took the wrong thing out.
This guy, the diarrhea man, he's been in trouble before, and this is what makes me think that, you know, it's probably more him and less the doctor. But back in like 2015,
the doctor responded.
I haven't heard anything from the doctor, but
I'm starting to side with this guy, actually, at this point.
Back in, like, 2017...
He's got diarrhea all the time.
This guy was in the news before he became the diarrhea man. I'm the only one calling him diarrhea man, but I can't be the only one calling him that. But I'm sure his family calls him that. But,
hey, we started Meatball Ron.
Yeah.
That's true.
But he made headlines back in, like, 2016, 2017, somewhere around there, because he had this extremely public, like, dust-up with his community college professor for giving him a B. So I think this guy, you know, he's got a history.
The community college professor screw up and give him a B for the wrong reasons.
Well, he did give him a B on the exam, as far as I know, but I don't know if it was a mistake or not. I know he also used, like, racial slurs towards him, and not the professor, diarrhea man, before he was diarrhea man. Back then, I guess he was racist man. I don't know. But he got in trouble for, like, vandalizing some campus security vehicles and stuff. So he's got kind of a history of this
stuff.
Was
he in trouble now?
Yeah, he's been arrested now for making these threats. I guess you can't, you know, in case you were wondering, can't you go on YouTube and say, I want to skin you alive and commit genocide?
He didn't really say that, though.
I read you the quotes. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he said, I didn't want to do it. He said, this man should be.
I want bones shattered. He needs to be gunned down.
I'm going
to
do it.
He needs to be thrown in the back of a truck, tortured, bruised. Right. He needs to feel levels of pain no living creature ever felt. I want to kill this man.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I want to genocide his family.
I want to.
I want...
I dream of it.
Tortured, skinned alive.
You can't say I dream of it?
Yeah, that's no. My
I
lawyer,
fantasize about cutting your head off.
That's free speech. My lawyer's going to definitely...
that's right. Free speech. I'm allowed to say that.
I
want to.
So you always say the truth is the best defense. I fantasize about it. I diarrhea all the time. All I can think about is killing this guy. Right,
and I want to cut his head off. Doesn't mean I'm going to.
Yeah.
I want a Lamborghini, too. I'm not going to get one. I'm not going to kill you, but I want to cut your head off. I don't think these are threats.
Well, I guess we'll find out when he goes to court. I mean, someone will find out. We won't, because there's no way I'm giving you an update about diarrhea, man. That's, I think, enough of him.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about...
More about diarrhea, man?
No. I said I'm done with that.
I like diarrhea,
man. Quit it, Laszlo. Quit with diarrhea. You know, the teacher's pet. The teacher's pet from grade school that we all know. And what happens when she grows up? Well, I'll tell you what happens when she grows up. She becomes this woman. And this happened in California. So I'm very confused because I thought California weed was legal. I mean, they had medical marijuana early, and then they had recreational marijuana. You know, they weren't the first, but they were pretty early on it, right?
Yeah.
So if you find marijuana in the state of California and you ask someone, is this illegal? My answer would be no. We're in California. It's not illegal. Like if you find marijuana in Missouri and say, is this illegal? No. We're in Missouri. It's legal, right? But anyway, this woman is, you know, they call her a concerned citizen. And they say that she was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
When these four kids, they're elementary school students, they're in Bakersfield, California. These four elementary school students come up to her with an odd question after school. And she says that the kids asked her if marijuana was illegal. She says, they asked me if marijuana is illegal. I told them yes. That's what she says.
Okay.
So I'm already confused. It's illegal? I don't understand. The boys showed this woman this cardboard box that was full of weed that they said they'd found down the street from their elementary school.
Okay.
So she calls 911. She says that when she talked to the police, they told her it would be hours before an officer would come out. And they asked her if she could bring this box of marijuana down to the station. Now, at this point, by the way, if I'm calling the police to report a box of marijuana, which I don't think I would do, but if I were, and they said, just bring it down to the station, I'd say, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Right.
Especially if I think it's illegal. She's saying it's illegal, so no, I'm not bringing that to the station. There's no way. But she does, because she's a teacher's pet. She brings the box of pot. But by the way, in the box, there was all this weed. There were oven bags. There was a bag sealer. There was like a scale. And there was also a roll of these labels. And the labels said, warning, opening this package will cause extreme happiness.
Okay.
So someone was getting ready to package their weed and sell it.
Somebody, yeah.
But I don't know. I would assume that they're labeling their weed for black market sales. Why else would you leave the box by an elementary school? I don't know. How did this box end up next to elementary school? That's I'm very curious because they make it sound like there's a lot of weed in there. Anyway, that's all that stuff is in the box. So she takes it to the police headquarters. But she says that when she gets there, the lobby was closed and she couldn't do anything. She says, the fact that I told them I have a trunk full of drugs in my car right outside here, and they didn't do anything that wasn't concerning to them. She's like, you know, I don't get it. And I'm thinking, ma'am, if it's you're legal. Telling the police,
I have a case of beer in my car,
trunk full of drugs, and they don't care, then move on. You got it away from the kids. You're
but
clearly
it would be
worried about
easily
that.
Said I got a case. I got a trunk full of whiskey.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think the cops
I don't
would
understand
be like, yeah,
why
whatever.
It's illegal. But
well, I found it in a park. Well, good. I'm glad. You should take it home and don't let kids drink it. Like, what do you want us to do?
She never says the cops tell her it's legal. I didn't see that, or illegal, or either way. They don't say that in the story. They just act like, okay, lady, we'll get you. That's sort of the impression that I'm getting. But anyway, so she gets upset. She complains to the local news. She brings all this to the attention of the local news there. It's like, someone's got to do something about this. Now, what she wants to know about it, I'm not sure. My guess would be she wants to know who left this marijuana near this elementary school. I'm not sure why she was at the elementary school. It doesn't say in this article that she works there, but maybe she does. Here's her.
They told me that it would be hours before an officer came out and asked if I could bring it down to the station. The fact that I told them I have a trunk full of drugs in my car right outside the police station, why that wasn't concerning to them, I don't know. When it comes to drugs and children, that needs to be taken very seriously.
Okay, now she says that the cops made her do their legwork.
Snitch.
Right. She says the cops made her do their legwork by asking her to get the names of the 10-year-olds that found the weed. And so I don't know if she already had this or not, but she says that one of them ran away. Two of the children gave me their names and their phone numbers, and a third only gave me his first name. So I don't have all their contact information, but I have some of it, right? So then she tells this local news station there in an interview that she brought the drugs back to the police department. And she was told by the secretary or whatever, you don't say that anymore, the person at the desk, or maybe it was an officer, I'm not sure. She was told, look, there's 33 emergencies right now. We don't have time for your trunk full of drugs. And that she was turned away. And she's very upset by that. That's what you heard her say there. You know, when it comes to kids and drugs, this is an issue. Now, she says that more than 19 hours after the pot was found, she finally got a knock on her front door from an officer following up on this. And I don't know if this is because she went to the local news or if it's because they were just following up. But she gets a knock on the door from the cops, which I just imagine being the person that wants that knock on the door from the police to pick up these drugs from your house. I mean, I can only envision that girl that told on me all the time in elementary school. But the cop
who's
gets her.
Who's blonde now and kind of hot and has six kids.
Uh-huh. All that multi-level marketing stuff. What do you think the cop says to her when he gets there?
Where's the drugs?
No, not exactly. Sort of. He says, listen, just throw it away, would you? That's what he tells her. Just throw it away. She says it was 11 a.m. Sunday morning when the cops finally showed up at my door, took a picture of the box and the stuff, and they told me to just dispose of all the stuff. Just throw the box away, throw it all away, get it out of here. The police department did not provide comment on the incident to the local news outlet.
I don't understand.
There.
It's legal.
But adults age 21 and over can legally possess up to an ounce of cannabis in California, but there is a state license that's required to sell it. Sure. Okay. You need a license. But that's like if I see someone at work selling steaks for their kids, I'm like, you're not. You don't have a health inspector's
license.
Well,
nobody was selling it here.
Right. The kids found
it. That's the other thing.
The kids found it,
so we don't know.
And
who
they said,
sold
is
it
illegal? And she's like, yes. I'm like, in your dreams, it's
right,
illegal.
It's not
you
illegal.
Want it to be illegal. Right.
And I got it.
Now, leaving it next to a school might be illegal.
I get it. There's a lot of ordinances, you know, like it has to be tracked
right.
And no, but
it's not illegal.
They don't know who sold it.
Right. And if you wanted police to pay attention, I'll tell
somebody
you
found it. So somebody lost it. It'd almost be like, I mean, I know the guy said throw it away. It'd almost be like, we need to find the people who lost this.
Get it back to him, right?
Like,
what
it's
happened
not
to
illegal.
Him? What?
So,
and maybe
right,
something bad
really,
happened.
What
to
happened
him?
To him? Why did we find this?
Why is this
drug?
Box sitting?
I'd be
to
more
school?
Worried about that. Not to, I'd be like, lady, shut your blonde haired MLM mouth up. Where did they find it?
Exactly.
Because there could be something could have happened here.
Right.
You know, like if I found 42 bottles of whiskey, same thing. I don't care about the whiskey. It's legal. Why were there 42 bottles of whiskey in the park?
Right.
In a box.
Right.
What happened?
Exactly.
Right?
And, you know,
we
maybe
don't have
anybody
in person. I'd like to go over there and just, I'm going to take a little looky-loo through the woods there.
Right.
And see if there's a body of someone who had weed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Something happened. I'm not going to overthink it.
Also,
but let's just make sure everything's
fine. Maybe those kids didn't find it there. Maybe there's a story that one of these kids
right,
has
yeah.
about how they actually came upon this marijuana. But if she really wanted someone to do something, maybe she should have gone to the feds. Because if she'd gone to the FBI, it is federally illegal, right? So I guess maybe they would have said, sure, it's illegal federally. I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I think she probably would have gotten a similar answer. I don't know. I mean, look, we read that story earlier, the local story about the guy peeing on food at the restaurant. And that went to the feds, and apparently feds looked at it. So maybe, but the fact that the police
didn't say just, hey, throw out the food.
No, that's true. They didn't just say that. They looked into it more than that. But the fact that this woman calls the cops like, we don't care. She takes it to the cops like, we really don't care. They don't care, ma'am. This is not an international incident. And then for you to take it to the local news, and what is the local news's reason for doing this, right? What's their angle? Because I think they know, like, listen to this lady. That's what they're doing, right? Isn't that why this is a story and that it's getting posted on these other websites?
Yeah, because they're saying
she's
ridiculous.
Like, they're like, look at this lady. Now, they're telling her, like, yeah, we're standing up for her and trying to figure out why the cops weren't helpful.
They're just doing it
because
they
know.
Like,
they know. They're like, can you believe this, bitch? That's what they're doing.
Yep. Diarrhea Man? Diarrhea. Have a good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about...
More about Diarrhea Man?
No. I said I'm done with that.
I like Diarrhea Man.
Quit it, Laszlo. Quit with Diarrhea Man. You know, the teacher's pet. The teacher's pet from grade school that we all know. And what happens when she grows up? Well, I'll tell you what happens when she grows up. She becomes this woman. And this happened in California. So I'm very confused because I thought California weed was legal. I mean, they had medical marijuana early, and then they had recreational marijuana. You know, they weren't the first, but they were pretty early on it, right?
Yeah.
So if you find marijuana in the state of California and you ask someone, is this illegal? My answer would be no, we're in California. It's
right.
not illegal. Like if you find marijuana in Missouri and say, is this illegal? No, we're in Missouri. It's legal, right? But anyway, this woman is, you know, they call her a concerned citizen. And they say that she was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
When these four kids, they're elementary school students, they're in Bakersfield, California. These four elementary school students come up to her with an odd question after school. And she says that the kids asked her if marijuana was illegal. She says, they asked me if marijuana is illegal. I told them yes. That's what she says.
Okay.
So I'm already confused. It's illegal? I don't understand. The boys showed this woman this cardboard box that was full of weed that they said they'd found down the street from their elementary school.
Okay.
So she calls 911. She says that when she talked to the police, they told her it would be hours before an officer would come out. And they asked her if she could bring this box of marijuana down to the station. Now, at this point, by the way, if I'm calling the police to report a box of marijuana, which I don't think I would do, but if I were, and they said, just bring it down to the station, I'd say, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Right.
Especially if I think it's illegal. She's saying it's illegal, so no, I'm not bringing that to the station. There's no way. But she does, because she's a teacher's pet. She brings the box of pot. But by the way, in the box, there was all this weed. There were oven bags. There was a bag sealer. There was like a scale. And there was also a roll of these labels. And the labels said, warning, opening this package will cause extreme happiness.
Okay.
So someone was getting ready to package their weed
sure,
and sell it.
Somebody, yeah.
But I don't know. I would assume that they're labeling their weed for black market sales. Why else would you leave the box by an elementary school? I don't know. How did this box end up next to elementary school? That's I'm very curious because they make it sound like there's a lot of weed in there. Anyway, that's all that stuff is in the box. So she takes it to the police headquarters. But she says that when she gets there, the lobby was closed and she couldn't do anything. She says, the fact that I told them I have a trunk full of drugs in my car right outside here and they didn't do anything that wasn't concerning to them. She's like, you know, I don't get it. And I'm thinking, ma'am, if
it's
you're
legal.
Telling the police
I have a case of beer in my car,
trunk full of drugs and they don't care, then move on. You got it away from the kids. You're
but
clearly
it would be
worried about
easily
that.
Said I got a case. I got a trunk full of whiskey.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think the cops
I don't understand
like, yeah,
why
whatever.
It's illegal. But
well, I found it in a park. Well, good. I'm glad. You should take it home and don't let kids drink it. Like, what do you want us to do?
She never says the cops tell her it's legal. I didn't see that, or illegal, or either way. They don't say that in the story. They just act like, okay, lady, we'll get you. That's sort of the impression that I'm getting. But anyway, so she gets upset. She complains to the local news. She brings all this to the attention of the local news. It's like, someone's got to do something about this. Now, what she wants to know about it, I'm not sure. My guess would be she wants to know who left this marijuana near this elementary school. I'm not sure why she was at the elementary school. It doesn't say in this article that she works there, but maybe she does. Here's her.
They told me that it would be hours before an officer came out and asked if I could bring it down to the station. The fact that I told them I have a trunk full of drugs in my car right outside the police station, why that wasn't concerning to them, I don't know. When it comes to drugs and children, that needs to be taken very seriously.
Okay, now she says that the cops made her do their legwork.
Snitch.
Right. She says the cops made her do their legwork by asking her to get the names of the 10-year-olds that found the weed. And so I don't know if she already had this or not, but she says that one of them ran away. Two of the children gave me their names and their phone numbers, and a third only gave me his first name. So I don't have all their contact information, but I have some of it, right? So then she tells this local news station there in an interview that she brought the drugs back to the police department. And she was told by the secretary or whatever, you don't say that anymore, the person at the desk, or maybe it was an officer, I'm not sure. She was told, look, there's 33 emergencies right now. We don't have time for your trunk full of drugs. And that she was turned away. And she's very upset by that. That's where you heard her say there, you know, when it comes to kids and drugs, this is an issue. Now, she says that more than 19 hours after the pot was found, she finally got a knock on her front door from an officer following up on this. And I don't know if this is because she went to the local news or if it's because they were just following up. But she gets a knock on the door from the cops, which I just imagine being the person that wants that knock on the door from the police to pick up these drugs from your house. I mean, I can only envision that girl that told on me all the time in elementary school. But the cop
who's
gets
blonde
her,
now and kind of hot and has six kids.
All that multi-level marketing stuff. What do you think the cop says to her when he gets there?
Where's the drugs?
No, not exactly. Sort of. He says, listen, just throw it away, would you? That's what he tells her. Just throw it away. She says it was 11 a.m. Sunday morning when the cops finally showed up at my door, took a picture of the box and the stuff, and they told me to just dispose of all the stuff. Just throw the box away, throw it all away, get it out of here. The police department did not provide comment on the incident to the local news outlet.
I understand.
There.
It's legal.
But adults age 21 and over can legally possess up to an ounce of cannabis in California, but there is a state license that's required to sell it. Sure. Okay. You need a license. But that's like if I see someone at work selling steaks for their kids, I'm like, you're not. You don't have a health inspector's
license.
Well,
nobody was selling it here.
Right. The kids found
it. That's the other thing.
The kids found it,
so we don't know.
And
who
they said,
sold
is it illegal? And she's like, yes. I'm like, in your dreams, it's
right,
illegal.
It's not
you want
illegal.
It to be illegal. Right.
And I got it.
Now, leaving it next to a school might be illegal.
I get it. There's a lot of ordinances, you know, like it has to be tracked
right.
And no, but
it's not illegal.
They don't know who sold it.
Right. And if you wanted police to pay attention, I'll tell you
somebody found it. So somebody lost it. It'd almost be like, I mean, I know the guy said throw it away. It'd almost be like, we need to find the people who lost this.
Get it back to him, right?
Like,
what
it's
happened
not
to
illegal.
What?
So,
and maybe
right,
something bad
really,
happened.
What
to
happened
him?
To him? Why did we find this?
Why is this
drug?
Box sitting?
I'd
close
be more
to
worried
school?
About that. Not. I'd be like, lady, shut your blonde haired MLM mouth up. Where did they find it?
Exactly.
Because there could be something could have happened here.
Right.
You know, like if I found 42 bottles of whiskey, same thing. I don't care about the whiskey. It's legal. Why were there 42 bottles of whiskey in the park?
Right.
In a box.
Right.
What happened?
Exactly.
Right?
And, you know,
we
maybe
don't have any missing person. I'd like to go over there and just, I'm going to take a little looky-loo through the woods there.
Right.
And see if there's a body of someone who had weed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Something happened. I'm not going to overthink it.
Also,
but let's just make sure everything's fine.
Maybe those kids didn't find it there. Maybe there's a story that one of these kids has about how they actually came upon this marijuana. But if she really wanted someone to do something, maybe she should have gone to the feds. Because if she'd gone to the FBI, it is federally illegal, right? So they, I guess maybe they would have said, sure, it's illegal federally. I don't think so. But I think she probably would have gotten a similar answer. I don't know. I mean, look, we read that story earlier, the local story about the guy peeing on food at the restaurant. And that went to the feds, and apparently feds looked at it. So maybe, but the fact that the police
didn't
are telling
say,
you to
just,
leave
hey, throw
it
out
alone,
the food.
No, that's true. They didn't just say that. They looked into it more than that. But the fact that this woman calls the cops like, we don't care. She takes it to the cops like, we really don't care. They don't care, ma'am. This is not an international incident. And then for you to take it to the local news, and what is the local news's reason for doing this, right? What's their angle? Because I think they know, like, listen to this lady. That's what they're doing, right? Isn't that why this is a story and that it's getting posted on these other websites?
Yeah, because they're saying she's ridiculous.
They're like, look at this lady. Now, they're telling her, like, yeah, we're standing up for her and trying to figure out why the cops weren't helpful.
They're just doing it
because
they
know.
Like,
yeah. They know. They're like, can you believe this, bitch? That's what they're doing.
Yep. Diarrhea, man. Diarrhea. Have a good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.